From time to time, the news stops us in our tracks. When that happens, Lori and I usually talk about it off air. This season, we're opening up those conversations with all of you. We're calling these episodes op-eds because these are our opinions, our thoughts, our prayers, and our feelings on current events. This week, we're talking about Tyre Nichols. If you've been here before, you know we cuss, and today will not be any different. If you're new here, get used to it.
Yeah. Hey, Sylvia.
Hi, Lori. Well, this ain't gonna be no jazzy joking time. I'm gonna try to keep it together this time. I'm not gonna cry. Yeah. I've already done enough of that. Yeah. But it's important that we do this.
Yeah. Yeah, today is no laughing matter. And for me, I be trying to find silver linings and shit. And I of course I can find one, but yeah. I'm just angry.
Right.
So I think you asked me a few minutes ago, like, how do I feel?
Mm-hmm.
And the first emotion that comes up for me is anger. Right.
As it should be.
Yeah. I'm hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Because this could be, happening to my son, my nephew, my, uncle, somebody close to me. And when I think about Tyre Nichols, when I think about his family,
mm-hmm.
And all the things that I read, I mean, shit, I could be related to him.
Yeah.
And to see the cover up.
Mm-hmm.
Because this was a classic fucking cover up.
An attempt at it. Yeah, an attempt. It was much better. I'm sorry. It did not go as well as others have. I mean, look how long Breonna Taylor took.
Mm-hmm.
Look how long Ahmaud Arbery took.
Yeah, yeah.
Look how long some of these other cases, some of these cases never happen.
Mm-hmm.
There is video. It is blatant. It is in broad daylight. It is in front of however many people, and nothing happens.
Mm-hmm. And it's just, and then you think, how when someone has just like a fight with somebody or argument with somebody, and it's just like mm-hmm. really fueled and everybody's all up in arms, and then a few weeks later it's like, nah, that wasn't even nothing that we needed to argue about,
right.
like that kind of shit, mm-hmm. And so when I think about Tyre, and now after the dash cams have been shown, and even video from the area
mm-hmm.
cameras are showing things, I'm like, this was senseless. It was, I don't give a shit what you were angry about.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if you had a previous vendetta against this young man.
Mm-hmm. None of it. Nobody will justify this to me. Actually,
there's
nobody
no
will justify any police
Thank you.
Killing.
Thank
None.
You.
Nobody yeah. will ever do that for me.
Right.
I've seen too many.
Mm-hmm.
I unfortunately I'm not numb to it. Let me just preface that. I'm not numb to it.
Okay.
But I've seen too many of these, and I did not see this one. I've seen, on the peripheral.
Right.
It's playing and I go by it.
Mm-hmm.
But for myself, I can no longer watch Black people die at the hands of the police. I cannot do it. I will not do it.
Right.
If anybody knows me, they know what I used to do. And they know one of the bigger projects that I was involved in had to do with police murder.
Right.
I refuse. I cannot do it. I can I can get involved. I can help. I can provide information. I can forward people. I can tell people. But for myself, I no longer can watch Black people die at the hands of any kind of police. White police, right. Black police, Hispanic police. If they have on a blue uniform, or if they have on the green outfit that they have in Atlanta where they've repurposed the Red Dogs, any outfit, and they have a badge on that says that they are some kind of authority, right, and they are harming people, I don't want to see it.
Right. And I feel you. Because when you think about, like, I don't know if you remember some of these police type of detective movies back in the day. You know, when they say, you have the right to remain silent. Anything you say, blah, 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 blah. Right. Who the fuck says that anymore? Nobody says you have the right to remain silent. Mm-hmm. Like, they don't handcuff them and say, you're going to jail. You know, like, because I would rather that.
Right. You know, just take them to jail. Let's figure it out later. Just put them in the back of the car. However, then you've got to think about Freddie Gray.
Yeah.
Are you going to put them in the back of the car and do it properly? No.
Right.
Because you're letting all of your emotions, all of your ego, all of your thoughts of control, because again, that shit is not real either, over someone.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say get the best of you, because I don't. Here's another thing I don't feel. I don't feel that there's a best of you when you choose that as a profession. I just, no one's going to convince me that a person that becomes a police officer is doing it for the greater good. Or because they feel like they're going to be some kind of hero, or that they're going to be a good guy. I don't believe that shit. I don't think that shit exists.
I think that's the fire department.
but then you look at all the fire department, EMT, whoever, that has just been relieved of duty, not fired, not arrested, but relieved of duty, who stood around and didn't help Tyre Nichols.
I saw
so
that
you're
too.
The same, so you're the same at that point.
Yes.
And you and have which, to oh go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead.
No, I was gonna say, which gives that entity a bad name, like, exactly. Now it's like seeping over, like like you're saying, like who is thinking about protecting and service and serving? Who is doing that?
It's not the police. I mean, shit, that's not on the side of anybody's car anymore. It doesn't even have to be on the side of their car anymore. They don't even tell the lie anymore. I mean, even think about George Floyd. The 911 operator didn't really do anything at first. So now we all the way to the 911 operator. Who is left?
Right.
Who is actually left to, like you said, protect, serve, help? It don't make any difference anymore.
So when I think about Tyre Nichols, I watched the CNN video with his mother, and I think it's his stepfather. I'm not sure. They were interviewed by Don Lemons, and the mother, she tried to hold her cool as much as she could until she just couldn't take it anymore. And you know, it's interesting the account that she got, right? Like the account that she got, she said after I think it was like 9 something at night or whatever, that they came to her house and said that he was arrested for DUI. Right. And so, and then that, you know, once he got arrested, he complained of shortness of breath and that he went to the hospital and he was in critical condition. And she said, can she go to the hospital? And they were like, no. The doctor had to call her. The doctor had to call her and ask her, are you coming down to the hospital? Because you need to be here.
The lack of humanity in these situations is the part that always will be the most disturbing to me. It's the fact that you put this uniform on and everyone that doesn't have the uniform on isn't a human to you, or isn't worthy of life to you. What kind of programming has happened to you if some clothes changes your whole mindset like that? Like, how? Because right. it's not like you went to school to be a therapist and now you have this knowledge that you've learned that changes your mindset of like how to help people, right?
Right.
Or that you went to school to be a teacher and so now you've gained all this knowledge about these particular topics and how to help children mm-hmm. progress in this particular area. So it changes your mindset. These people are given a gun, a badge, and an outfit, and it tells them that everyone else is inferior. Everyone right. else doesn't deserve to be breathing or walking or talking or have any kind of bodily autonomy. They can't stand right. a certain way. They can't sit a certain way. They can't drive a certain way. They can't breathe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because they don't have on the outfit.
Right. And there is not a lot of criteria that you would have to have, like a true prerequisite to be a police officer anyway.
No.
And so you don't have to have like a bachelor's degree.
No.
Or, you know, like, you know, you don't have to have, really, you don't even have to have a clean, what is it? A clean record, if you will. Because,
oh, hell no.
Because one of the police officers, because I've been looking this whole thing up because I just mm-hmm. I just wanted to try to understand, Sylvia. Really, I just was trying to understand. One of the police officers who was accused and arrested for killing Tyre Nichols, he used to be one of those police, not police, but he was an officer at the prison.
A corrections officer, a CO.
Thank you. Yes, a corrections officer. He was, he punched this guy in the face, one of the inmates, punched him in the face and threw his face into a sink,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then he was left unconscious, you
yeah.
know, and I'm thinking to myself, it's like you're letting go and blacking out, or you're letting go and you're allowing your anger to get the best of you. And you said not the best of you, something of you to commit this harm because it's outrageous. It's over and above what it's called
yeah.
for.
Yeah.
And that was in 2016. He gets hired in 2020 and in 2018, so everybody's complicit. The judge threw that shit out.
Yeah.
He was like, the inmate didn't turn in paperwork in a timely mm-hmm. manner. Like, yeah. are you fucking kidding me? Like, this shit actually happened to this person and you're not going to be reprimanded? You're not going to be disciplined?
No. And think about how common that is. Because there's no... they've started kind of trying to do these things, but for a long time, there was no national database on these police records on any of the complaints that they had against them on any of the reprimands that they might have possibly had
mm-hmm.
none of the complaints from citizens, none of that wasn't in like some national database. But
right.
if you are a teacher and you slap up a child,
right,
there's literally no other job you're going to get
ever.
They will shred your damn certificate right in front of your face. If a kid came and punched me in the face and I tried to defend myself, which may have ended up as the child got harmed,
right,
I'm gonna be the bad guy.
Mm.
Even though the kid probably walked up on me and did some shit, because I mean, it's not like we haven't seen it,
right,
but I'm either going to jail or I'm mm-hmm. never going to be employed as an educator again.
Yeah,
because
yep.
everywhere I go, I will be known as the teacher that slapped up that child.
Right, it's going to follow you. And that's why I'm saying these people who, again, they're hired to protect and serve, they're not protecting by any means.
Hell no.
And these five officers, which is really six because they arrested another one, I think, or he was...
So you got seven from what I hear.
Another one. Okay.
I've caught wind that it was seven,
okay.
and there are probably more. Plus, you got all the first responders,
right?
So,
Yeah. Right. Well, I think five of them were part of this, and I'm putting in air quotes, this elite crime task force called the Scorpions, mm-hmm. which is an acronym for Street Crime Operations to Restore Peace in Our Neighborhood. Like, for real, mm-hmm. you are on this task force mm-hmm. to restore peace, but yeah. all you did was incite violence.
Yes.
Like, you are not really, like, I'm trying to think about what your absolute purpose was in this space.
Yeah.
And how contradictory this is. Like,
it is, it makes me think of Atlanta and the Red Dogs in the mm-hmm. 90s, the 80s and the 90s. It mm-hmm. makes me think of, I don't know if you watched it. It was on HBO from the people that made The Wire.
Mm-hmm.
I think it came on last year. It was called We Run the City.
Mm-hmm.
It was how their special task force, their elite, I don't understand why they use the word elite, mm-hmm. task force was basically a gang.
Mm-hmm.
Just like all these other task force. And that's another thing. And I applaud all the people that have gotten on TV that had a microphone in front of them that have been telling the truth, that this shit was gang mentality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard that quite a few times.
And I've been saying that for years, that, like, if you look at anybody's RICO charges, mm-hmm. anybody's gang charges, y'all got the same colors. You speak a certain language. You do activities that further the cause of your organization. You are violent. It's a gang. It's yeah. all this. Like, look at YSL. Mm-hmm. Young Thug and all of them are on trial right now for RICO charges and gang activity.
Right.
And when they describe it, it sounds exactly the same as the police. It's the exact same mentality of like, you are out here doing harm.
Right. Right. Which goes back to, here you're supposed to be restoring peace,
mm-hmm.
but you are inciting violence.
Yep.
You're causing harm. You're like, this task force was supposed to be like a community watch, in a sense, like to be undercover, in a sense, to also create relationships in the community, but you disrupted the whole community. You brought harm to this community, you know. And then when I think about, like, Martin Luther King, when he said, you know, hatred can't, you know, I want to make sure I have his words right, you know, I was just looking it up today, and he said, returning hate for hate multiplies hate. You know, and it adds darkness, a deeper darkness, to the night already devoid of stars. So darkness can't drive out darkness. Only light can drive out darkness. And hatred cannot drive out hatred. Only love can. And I'm thinking, they didn't love this man.
They didn't love themselves.
Exactly. Because you can't love somebody that you know, and you don't love yourself. But they didn't have any humanity for him. Like, there was no humanity. And when I think about just one of them, all of them lack humanity. Because also, when you think about an officer intervening when they see a crime being committed by one of their fellow officers, no one stepped up to say, man, no. That's enough. I, like, even hearing, you know, because I was able to hear some of this, they just kept beating this dude.
Yeah.
And they gave him like 71 commands, different commands in 13 minutes. And they didn't even make sense. Like, get on the ground. He was already on the ground.
Right. How, if I was working in a restaurant and they gave me 71 orders in 13 minutes, nobody's food's getting cooked.
Right.
If I was at a school and I told the kids, all right, you got 13 minutes to do these 71 things. Nobody's doing any of it. So the thought process of, like, he was scrambled. You're doing this at this point. You don't know what to do. You don't know how to do. You're just trying to survive at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the only clip of audio that I've heard, and it still is devastating, is him saying, I'm just trying to get home.
Mm.
Which is, you know, I talked to Drew about this. I talked to Chris about this. I talked to my friend who will never be named about this. And all of them said kind of the same thing of like, this is just how it has always been, but it's scarier because there's video, there's evidence, there's like all these things, and it's like you don't know how you're supposed to comply, because that's all people are gonna get on Fox News and say, how are you supposed to comply to 71 orders in 13 minutes?
There's no way.
There's nothing.
The level of trauma, the fact that he tried to hold it together, but what I heard him say a couple of times was, mama, help me.
Mm-hmm.
And that got to me.
Yeah.
Because that lets me know that he was regressing in a sense in his mind, because mm-hmm. he know his mama can't help him.
Yeah.
But it was like he was going back to like a child state.
Mm-hmm.
And if anyone could put themselves in his shoes to think, when you are hopeless, when you are helpless, mm-hmm. to say, mama, help me. Yeah. When the truth is, here is this 150-pound young man. All five of these big brothers mm-hmm. are big brothers yeah. teaming up on him.
Plus the white guy with the taser.
Right. Plus, he had Crohn's disease.
Mm-hmm.
And so that lets me know that he was not the healthiest young man. It's like, again, when I think about humanity,
mm-hmm.
did you snap? Did you fucking lose your mind? And then there's the other thing. You have dash cams. Mm-hmm. So they are on record.
And body cam. Like,
yes. It's not like they're not going to find out. What the fuck?
Okay, but this is a question I always ask in these situations. Who proved them wrong before, though? You know, all of them, some of them, one of them, has had their body cam, dash cam on before mm-hmm. and done some heinous shit before, because this wasn't the first time. Be no. clear, this couldn't have been the first time.
Mm-hmm.
If enough FOIA requests are done, we will finally all get the full picture of this, that there were probably however many problems in this unit, in this group mm-hmm. of people, in all of them, that said before, that's just how they act. That's just them. The people didn't turn in the paperwork on time.
Yeah.
They didn't file the complaint correctly.
Mm-hmm.
So they've been allowed and allowed and allowed to do this. So this probably wasn't any kind of different time for them.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't care if there was a camera. They didn't right. care if there was a body cam. They didn't wow. care who the fuck was going to stop them before. And if the chief didn't get out the fucking car,
mm-hmm.
you're watching this and they're not stopping you. If your boss mm-hmm. is seeing you do this mm-hmm. and you don't get out of the fucking car and tell them to stop.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, if they are going too hard and you don't just put one in the air to just scare everybody to make them stop.
Just to shock them out of, something. Yes, yes.
That tells me that they don't give a fuck if it was a camera.
Mm.
Jesus himself could have come down, stood over them, and been like, y'all got to stop. And they probably would not have stopped, because no one has held them accountable before.
Mm.
To me, at the heart of all of this is a lack of accountability.
Right.
You have been allowed to run rampant in these streets. You have been allowed to get paid to harm a community of people.
Right.
Nothing right. is going to stop you at that point. Nothing. What the fuck do they care about a camera?
Right. So now, when I think about someone who never committed a crime, because
mm-hmm.
he wasn't a criminal. He nope. committed no crime. He wasn't an alcohol or drug abuser.
Nope.
He was a skateboarder, right? He was a skateboarder who liked to take pictures of the sunset.
Yep.
You know, he seemed to me, based on all the things that I read, a happy person. Yeah. Right. He's just a happy person. And even if he committed a few crimes, like, still, there's no justification for killing someone. That's no. what the court system supposed to be all about, that you're supposed to get your day in court. You're supposed to be allowed
to be innocent until proven guilty. Hell, if he was committing, what did they say? They said he was driving recklessly. Give his ass a ticket, you know? Take him to jail if he, give him a breathalyzer. Like, none of that shit was done. And even how they yanked his ass out the car, like, they yanked him out the car like he stole something. Like, you know, like.
And even if he did, there was still no justification for this.
None.
There is nothing. I'm still waiting on somebody to give me justification of any of it.
So, what? You know, like, what solution? There have been police reform in the works.
So what?
What has that done? Right?
There have been budget changes. There have been added budgets.
Well, they even you know, put the body cams out. And the, what did you say? What other cam was that?
Like the dash cam on the car?
Yeah, right. The dash cam and a body cam. So those are the things that actually started, they were put in works because of this cruelty and brutality toward, you know, basically, I'm going to just call everybody innocent, you know. So that's been put into play. But even that, it doesn't stop. I thought when they actually put that out, I was like, man, this is going to really do it. Like, I really felt in my soul, like, man, this is really going to stop people. But a lot of times they had turned that shit off.
Yeah.
They had turned it off.
These things are at the discretion, or they're not connected, or they have access to the files as soon as it is uploaded, or, you know, just all these things. Or you've got to do however many FOIA requests before it can be released to the public. Or a grand jury says it's not necessary. Or, like, there's all these things. There's all these protections in place for police.
Cover-ups.
There are not protections in place for citizens.
Right, right.
And I think the more people begin to understand that, the more they will be willing to make different choices on where our tax dollars go, who we elect. Because if I'm giving you my vote, you better not have a commercial, a flyer, or nothing out that says I support the police, or that the police need more funding, or the police need more training. How much fucking training do you need to see me as a person?
Right.
How much money do you need to see me as a person?
Right. Which for me, my dad always used to say, you cannot legislate morality.
Right. No.
So all the things that they have put in place to try to prevent certain things, they actually are not working.
No.
And so then it goes to the heart. And so the heart of the matter is the heart. And it lets me know that this world is becoming more and more heartless. That's just what the bottom line is.
I mean,
we're heartless. We become more heartless.
I absolutely agree. I agree because shit, we're in 2 days into the Black History Month, and Florida is taking away learning Black history. This is where we are. Like, we're back to, these people are bad, these people are good and pure and whatever, and how can we keep doing this narrative of harming these people, this group of people,
right,
and distancing these people away from everyone else. Everyone else may or may not be given a chance the closer you get to being not Black. It's people don't know the history of policing.
No, they do not.
Because, again, it's something that is not going to be taught, because it might be labeled in a certain way, or it might be perceived in a certain way, or unpatriotic. I don't understand how patriotism has to do with policing, but somebody will convince me of it one day. But this is the type of shit that I'm saying, like, I cannot see, and people make their own choices, fine. I don't understand the choice to become a police officer.
No.
Once you learn the history of policing, why the fuck would you become a police officer?
Right. And I think a lot of times people want to join the police force to make a difference. And I think, too, once they get in and they realize it's one to many, like, you can't change the system of things. You become a part of the system.
Right.
And it's so diabolical.
It is. Doesn't it seem like there should be other things that you would do to help?
Right.
It's a weird thing.
I
feel like that's a weird thing to want to do. Can we also talk about the people who are going to defend these police officers?
What could you say? I've not seen so far anybody trying to defend them. Oh, you know what? That's not true. I saw a clip on Fox.
Of course.
Somebody who was, I guess, the president of the police.
The Fraternal Order of Police?
I don't even remember. But it was two black guys being interviewed, and they sounded like fools. That's really the synopsis. They sounded like fools.
You have to automatically sound like a fool because you are... You just sound foolish because you're full of black hate.
You're full of self-hate, too.
It's the same. Mm-hmm. It's the same as, like, Fox News putting a microphone in front of Jason Whitlock. Please stop letting him get on that channel. Please stop putting a microphone in front of Jason Whitlock. Like, and his stance, I hate to get on this show and repeat anything that Jason Whitlock says.
So then we
But this dumbass gets on Fox News and tries to justify all of this by saying this is what happens.
Mm-hmm. I know you're gonna say it.
And police departments are run by single black mothers.
Yeah. Yep.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Right. Which is not only self-hatred or hatred of blacks, but you're also misogynist because you hate your own mother.
Like
you have to hate your mom, you know, because you sound ridiculous right now.
Yeah.
You sound ridiculous.
Yeah.
Because this can happen at any space. I don't care if a fucking Martian is the police chief. This can happen because you cannot legislate morality. You can't control people.
No.
And then to blame this on a woman, you can kick effing rocks.
Yeah.
Kick boulders.
Just stupidness. Just stupidness of... And I wish that, again, like, I don't understand the word elite being attached to this. It doesn't make sense. I also don't understand the word supremacy being attached to white supremacy. Pick a different word in this case. But I often say white supremacy at this point doesn't even have to lift a finger. There will always be somebody that is black, that is full of black hate, that will get out and say something stupid or do something stupid.
Yeah. This,
it just... Yeah, stop putting a microphone in front of these.
I'm wondering if he was is he married? Like, to talk about single black women, like,
I don't know shit about Jason Whitlock, and if he is married, it's not to a black woman. It cannot be. What black woman would deal with this? What?
Yeah,
put Jason Whitlock on the curb.
Yeah,
that was another one of, like, you said Fox News, and that's immediately what I went to. I'm sorry.
No, but it's okay. Because I'm glad you said that, because that was one of the next things I was going to speak about, is when people get up in front of cameras and start speaking out of turn.
Yes.
And from a place of hurt, from a place of resentment, or just some inner struggle that they have that they haven't worked out.
Yeah,
because that's really what it boils down to. And then you say things that really hurt, like really hurt. Another thing I want to bring out, too, when Tyree Nichols' mom, when she was interviewed, she said that she felt sorry for these these officers who killed her son. And when you, if you, if anybody watches that video, the CNN video from Don Lemon's interviewing her, you would see how calm she was, how mm-hmm. loving she was in her responses, and that she didn't really have hatred coming out of her heart toward these officers. She said she felt sorry for them. And then she said that they brought shame to their families. And I thought about that for a second. I was mm-hmm. like, yes, because all five of these young men have, like, they have roots in like, they got aunties and fathers and mothers and people mm-hmm. who are affected by what they did.
Yeah.
And the embarrassment. Like, I would be embarrassed if that yeah. were my son. Like, I would just be appalled to think, dude, what the fuck were you thinking? What's going on? What happened? Like, mm-hmm. what happened?
Yeah.
You know, and
anybody that was there, not yeah. even just those five, not even just those five, any of the people that were there in that moment, as soon as you pulled up and saw this happening and you did nothing, you should be ashamed of yourself. You have literally brought shame on everyone that is connected to you, because how could you see that in front of your own eyes and not respond?
Yeah, that's really my, like, even the thrust of me even wanting to do this episode is I just want to understand, like, yeah. and I don't know that I'll ever understand
no.
what was going through the mind of these people when this was taking place. Like,
I don't think that you can, Lori. You know why? And this is my take on that. I don't think that people like you or I can understand that, because that is a level of evil
yeah.
that is, it's just not explainable.
Yeah.
There's no, I don't think that we could ever connect to that, because yeah. we are so repelled by that kind of mindset. Mm-hmm. That kind of action. Like, we literally are people that are just like, we're not trying to harm anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we know what I get up and say every morning. Don't do any right. harm.
Mm-hmm.
Don't harm yourself. Don't harm anybody else.
Right.
So there's no way that we would be able to. Yeah, I don't think that we would be able to figure this out.
Mm-mm.
It's just so far gone and so lost.
Right.
Like, those people are lost. I don't see how you rehabilitate that. I see how you repair that.
Yeah. And while I'm, you know, hearing you say that, and as I'm thinking certain things, I still have hope, Sylvia. I still have hope that people, if they desire, because one of the things that I tout is that you have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
You have a choice. And in those moments, they had a choice to stop harming that young man or continue to harm him. They had a choice.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always curious to know what happened. What happened such that you woke up that morning and the details or the actions of the day led you to that heinous crime? Something was going on. And even before that time that they woke up, something happened, like, mm-hmm. through the course of their lives to be okay. And this is all of them. Anybody who had a part in the demise of this young man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there is something that happened that led to this. And I'm curious about if they ever had any help. Whatever brought mm-hmm. them to that place.
I kind of doubt it, because there's not enough psychological work done in order to become a police officer. I mean, I'm sure they do psyche evals and stuff like that, but it's probably just like pass or fail. And even if you fail, they're still gonna let you be a cop. So I don't know what kind of work or help was offered to them. And then you have to wonder too, if the help was offered, would they have taken it? Because like you said, there's a choice. Mm-hmm. Like, if their circles saw that they were just wired totally crazy,
mm-hmm.
did their circle speak up? And would they listen to their circle?
Yeah. I think this was a perfect storm. Like, he just got caught up in some type of warped space in that right. moment as he drove home. And just, and this is another thing that his mother said, that he was on assignment, you know, like a,
I heard like that.
And I thought, and it was his time, you know, and I love that she said that, because I think we all are on assignment.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes people lose their way.
Yeah.
And so while he was like frolicking along in life, you know, there are people who have formed skateboarding mm-hmm. Societies now. Yeah. They are people who are learning to appreciate the sunset now. Like, there's something good that's going to come from his life. I think there's something good that has already come from his life. He has a 4-year-old son who hopefully will have a somewhat of a memory of his father. And sometimes that gets warped because of whatever. But my prayer is that he will somehow remember his father, his touch, his
yeah.
smile, something. And I think about, again, these people who are left behind, and who have to, and I'm really speaking toward the people who harmed him. If you think about your assignment, you know, how did you lose your way, and how can you get back on assignment?
I always have trouble with something good coming out of this.
Yeah.
Because they could have done good had they been here. We wouldn't have to wait on them to be gone or to be ripped away from us.
Yeah.
He deserved to be here to form his own skateboarding alliances. He yeah. deserved to be here to take more sunset pictures and to share them with however many people.
Mm-hmm.
His name could ring out further and further if he had time to be here.
Yeah.
So I get the statement. I understand mm-hmm. the statement. But every Black man deserves to grow old.
I totally agree with you, Sylvia. I totally agree.
So his death serving a purpose is hard for me to be okay with, because mm-hmm. his life mattered more.
Yeah.
And it should have mattered immediately to people who are supposed to be here to look at him and see him as one of them.
Yeah.
And want to protect them. We have to get out of, we have to get on one accord, or it's going to be our fucking demise. Everybody being singular, I get what you say about people living in their own bubble and in their own movie, but it's, we don't figure out how to live in our bubble and connect our bubbles to the next person and see them as a person,
mm-hmm.
we're going to perish.
Yeah.
And we don't have to, is what I'm saying. We don't have to.
Right. So that's why I say, you know, it starts with us. That's what the whole meaning of, we're in our own bubble, we're on our own movies. How we feel about ourselves plays a big role in how other people feel about themselves, because we're constantly influencing and being influenced.
Yeah.
And if we stop being cruel and despising ourselves and start to love ourselves, we can really show other people what that looks like. And that's what that needs to happen. That's what needs to happen.
Yeah.
We have to start being kind to ourselves. We have to start forgiving ourselves for whatever. Stop condemning ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, and even like certain words, like somebody should ought to be ashamed. I'm really skating on that. But the whole point is, really look at your life and see how you can move differently. Like,
mm-hmm.
that's the thing. How can you heal from self-hatred and move forward? Because it's possible.
Yeah. I hope that people begin to heal without having to harm first.
Yes. I agree.
These cops, yeah, they're going to have to do a lot of healing. They're going to have mm-hmm. to go away and heal, because you can't mm-hmm. stay in the community and heal. You have to go away
right.
and heal. And don't come back to doing what you've always done. Go do something else that is actually healing.
Right.
Because again, I cannot understand. Their healing needs to start with education. I think that, that's just everybody. What am I talking about? That's everybody at the heart of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Even this country.
Yep.
As a nation, if we do not choose to learn our actual history and to listen to the people that have these lived experiences who are still with us today,
mm-hmm.
and stop trying to code them and veil them as hate because they're mm-hmm. speaking their truth mm-hmm. that is documented.
Right.
I don't think that we can heal.
I agree.
We can't heal.
Right. So empathic. Empathicness is necessary. We have to have empathy for our fellow human being.
Yeah.
And that's in every way, period. And if we think of any type of police reform, that needs to be at the top of the list.
I think we gotta stop saying that.
Well, that's true too, but I'm just saying is if that's a thing, right? Because we know policing is gonna continue. Now,
unfortunately.
Right. And so, but, and as it continues, the thing to help it is to have to have empathy. Because if you can just put yourself in that person's shoes just for a second, you won't kill them.
No. No. You won't harm them.
No.
I think I don't think reform is possible. It's got to be rebranded as something else to me. I don't know what, but
yeah,
I don't necessarily, because you can't reform shit.
Yeah.
It's still going to be shit.
Yeah.
It's been shit for a long time. It's going to stay shit. It's not.
So it's just a start over.
Start something over.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
But until then, we just have to take care of each other.
Yeah. I thank you, Sylvia, for having this conversation with me, because I think I could not let this time in Earth's history go by without speaking to my feelings as it relates to this young man.
I'm glad that you wanted to do this, because I know usually in these situations you shy away from them, as mm-hmm. you said before, or you kind of just, like you said, you don't watch the news. You don't want to be this immersed in it. So to see you say, okay, I'm going to research this, I'm going to look into this, send me some things, or, you know, even the things that I sent you this week.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that kind of helped you understand also like my perspective
mm-hmm.
and why I didn't want to do this. You know,
yeah. Like, oh yeah.
Why I was like, no, we don't have to talk about this one. Mm-mm. So yeah. As much as I am the news, information, it's topics like this where I go, no, I'm cool. Mm-mm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nope. So, you caught me on a good day. But, yeah. Thanks, everyone, for listening. And we will continue this conversation. Jump in the comments. Send us messages. We want to hear from you what your opinion is on all of this and how you're feeling, how you're taking care of yourself in these times.
Yes.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching.
Yes.
That's it for this week's show. I'm Lori Scott.
And I'm Sylvia Johnson. And you've been listening to What's Been Better.
A big thank you to Lagan Music, Inc. for providing our music. This show is edited and produced by us with a little help from our family and friends. We love you all.
We want to hear what's been better for you. To be a guest on the show, send us an email to questions@whatsbeenbetter.com. Or you can find us on Instagram and TikTok at What's Been Better Podcast.
Thanks for listening.